When the Deerfield River raged through Wilmington 2 years ago, it left Bartleby's Books a muddy mess. Owner Lisa Sullivan says right after the flood, what helped her the most was getting things done.
We needed to remove the drywall. We needed to fix the front of the building.
At the time, Sullivan was also the president of the local Chamber of Commerce. She says fixing tangible things in her store gave her a sense of control.
Whereas, how are we going to get a vibrant downtown back felt like something we couldn't take on.
Just about every business owner in the village of Wilmington was suffering. Across the river, Jerry and Sheila Osler, owners of the Old Red Mill, an inn and restaurant, had $300,000 worth of damage. Even a concrete building that housed their furnace was destroyed.
Concrete just flattened. The water came right past here at least 30 miles an hour.
Sheila Osler says she and her husband, who are both in their 70s, had no choice but to go into debt and make the repairs after 40 years in this business.
This is our whole life. You know, we have to sell it, actually, shortly if we can, and retire.
Osler says what helped her move forward was keeping her emotions in check.
I stamped my little size 6 shoe and said, I will not cry. And I've tried to remember that all the way along because it's kind of helped hold it together.
For another survivor, feeling the trauma was part of getting better.
If you look upstream where you see that apple tree, my lawn went 30 feet to the right. When Irene came through, it took 60 feet of my property.
Peggy Tiffany spent the day of the flood watching the Branch Brook get closer and closer to her door in Marlboro. She didn't lose her house, but in the weeks following, her road was impassable, no phone, no internet, and the trees that once hugged her home were ripped away.
It felt like such an invasion because I had been sort of hidden back here and I loved my little tuck-away place. And then all of a sudden I was exposed and people would slow down and stare and I just felt really vulnerable. Vulnerable just in, like, what's the river going to do? Is it going to come up again?
The sound of the brook that once lulled her to sleep became unnerving. Tiffany found herself unable to sleep or eat properly.
I got really angry and upset and just couldn't control my feelings. So I got into therapy.
Tiffany's therapist diagnosed her with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. She says the trauma of Irene has allowed her to understand her response to previous trauma in her life.
Irene, I think, was my trigger point that helped me get the help that I needed to finally get to a place where I feel happy and I feel much more compassion for myself and for others. There's a gentle sound to the brook again, and I love coming out and sitting here and listening to it again.
North of here, in Wardsboro, Dennis and Vera Gervais spent August 28th, 2 years ago, surrounded by water, waiting to be rescued from a neighbor's trailer. Their house was destroyed. Vera says what helped her move on is talking about the experience. Dennis says funding from the Stratton Foundation and unexpected checks from strangers was key.
We were real fortunate with the help that we got to get our feet moving again, maybe. Get over that initial, oh, we're not going back home anymore.
The Gervais used the donations to put a down payment on a new home, which they moved into more than a year ago. But they're still waiting on a federal buyout. The Gervais' old house still stands, ruined. Vera says she goes back searching for things and stares when she drives by.
I don't like looking at it, but I can't stop. We'll always remember our 23 years there, but I think it will be easier to have nothing in that spot.
When FEMA buys their destroyed house and clears it away, the Gervais expect that'll be one of the final steps in their recovery. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.